Kim, the USDA released its planting intentions and grain stocks report this week, and prices went ahead and tumbled. What surprises were in that report?
Well, I don't know if there were any surprises in the report. You look at wheat planted acres for all acres was 53.8 million acres. You know, as compared to the market expected 53.3, so more acres there. The wheat stocks at 1.35 billion bushels, the market was expecting 1.36 right on there, but wheat prices still fell 18 cents. If you look at corn, planted acres expected to be, or USDA, 88.8 million acres. The market was projecting 88.9, right on there. The stocks at 70.69 million or billion bushels, more than the market's expectations at 7.51. And then with beans, the planted acres at 78.1 million acres, the market expecting 78.6. So more, less acres there for beans, right, but higher stocks in beans than with corn. So a lot of numbers. And the market, I think, took the opportunity to readjust positions. They wanted to be short rather than long. And so we drove down the prices.
Okay, so is the market concerned about any current wheat crop conditions?
Oh, I think that's really the big factor going in, because conditions continue to improve. If you look at Oklahoma conditions, 69% of the crop's good to excellent, compared to 67 last week and 12% last year. If you look at the Kansas conditions, 70% this week versus 64 last week, 39% last year. Texas, 60% good to excellent, compared to 53 last week and 12%. So we just really got a good crop coming on here.
So with a good crop and a good projected crop, what does that mean for ending stocks?
Well, it means that our yields are probably going to be above average. It means that we're probably going to produce more wheat than we expected. You got a billion bushel carryover. We're probably going to have significantly more wheat than we'll use, and we may even build stocks next year. And if we do that, there's no hope for prices.
So prices are pretty much stuck where they're at, or could possibly go lower. Thanks, Kim. Thanks for being here. As always, Kim Anderson, Grain Marketing Specialist.